Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I won't be talking about babysitting today, so sorry to disappoint you. I'm going to take it in a different direction here this morning. We are going to take a look at our passage from Galatians chapter 3, and I'd like to start by just posing just one word, and that is this: why? Why? When we think about that word why, there is a symbol that jumps out in my mind that puts that together, and that is the question mark symbol. Why? When someone brings up that word why to you, it may come across as aggressive or maybe even off-putting, but the word why does something else when it's asked of us. We discover what our motivation is for doing something, what our purpose is for doing something. So we're going to start with that question here as we start our sermon. Why? Simon Sinek just recently wrote a book, maybe you've read it. It's getting a lot of recognition in leadership circles across the country. The book is called Find Your Why. Anyone heard of this book, Find Your Why? Okay, nobody. It's getting a lot of play right now as far as leadership. The book actually suggests that you're to take 5 steps to figure out what your why is in life. Step number 1 is to share some impactful stories from your past to somebody else. Step 2 is to hear back from that person that you've shared some of the themes that bubble up to the surface. Step 3 is to pick 1 or 2 of the themes that kind of bubbled up from the story that you shared with your partner. Step 4 is to draft a why statement. And then step 5 is to really have a final draft of your why statement. And as you go through that process in this book, it's to give someone a clear understanding of their purpose, of their motivation for living. Why? Go ahead and Google it, check it out. I'm not saying that you should buy the book or do the exercises. I'm just saying this is a powerful influencer in our culture right now. Figuring out what your why is, what your motivation is, what your purpose is. Why? I'm going to suggest this morning that is a great question to ask about our faith journey. Why? Why do we believe? Why do we go to church? Why does the church even exist? Why? Because there's a danger in Christianity that we could easily fall into the trap of complacency if we don't have a clear answer for our why we do the things that we do. We could fall into the trap of coming to church, singing songs, hearing God's word read, returning home, and then going through our week, coming back the next Sunday, coming to church, singing songs, hearing God's word read, then leaving to church. And we can sometimes get stuck in a rut. Even sermons could come across as boring, or what's the point of the sermon? And we can lose our why. There's a joke about that. There was a pastor who preached a really long and boring sermon one day. Not that would ever happen here at Peace Lutheran Church. And he got out to the door, and people were lining up, parishioners were walking out, and they were trying to figure out what to say. What do you say to this guy that just preached this long and boring sermon? Oh my goodness. And someone in the back, most people said nothing, but someone in the back of the line had the gumption to say something. He said this: Pastor, your sermon today reminded me of the love and peace of God. And the pastor felt really delighted inside of his heart. I made a difference. And he asked the parishioner, well, how's that? No one's ever told me that I've captured the love and peace of God in my preaching. And the person said this: yeah, your preaching reminded me of the peace of God because what you said surpassed all human understanding. And it reminded me of the love of God because it endured forever. See, in church, we can fall into a rut. We can fall into the danger here is not that we're going to follow Satan as we go out during the week, but the danger is complacency. That's the danger. Now, I believe, I'm sharing all this because I believe the Apostle Paul knew what Simon Sinek was about, this author that wrote the book, Find Your Why. He's addressing in the book of Galatians the question, why? Why believe? Why go to church? Why be a Christian? Why? I believe the Apostle Paul didn't just answer the question, but he changed the question mark into an exclamation point, powerfully. Take a look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. It essentially says this. I may be off by a word or two here, but it says that we are the children of God. Because we are the children of God, God sent forth the Spirit of Jesus down into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.